You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show, especially you, Ryan Wiggins, who's not in the studio right now. I'm talking to you, running. You better be running to that microphone. He's going to be panting when he gets here. Hopefully he's okay. Maybe he was in the bathroom again. Sometimes it takes a while. There he is. Everything go okay?
Yeah, they're playing KZK in the bathroom. I kind of lost track of time.
Was it a romantic
Ooh,
song?
Ooh, baby, I love your ways.
I can almost tell what song that is.
That's the one I just sang.
So right now, we're asking on the YouTube live chat poll, Candace Owens, yes, no, or who's that? That's all we're asking. Not asking about any details about Candace Owens. We just want to know if you find yourself a Candace Owens person, maybe not, or you don't even know who we're talking about. Taking the temperature of the Annie Fry Show audience, which is fun to do. I'm also getting my makeup done live during the show today. I started the show with no makeup on, and Paige is in here, and she's putting my makeup on, a professional makeup experience that you can watch live as it unfolds. Hosting the Night of Rock Stars this evening, Remax Alliance does an amazing fundraiser, and I'm the MC for the evening. Our friend Tammy Dittamore, who I endorse, she is with Remax Alliance, so it's a great opportunity to raise some funds, and so the makeup is being done live during the show. Brad's going to take this segment here and get to what I missed during the week.
What did I miss?
All right. This is the segment where we run back some video clips that Annie has either sent to me or I've pulled that they just didn't make the cut for the show, didn't fit the flow of the show or whatever that might be. So right here, the first clip that I have is Donald Trump, and he's talking about what he is going to do with the money from the lawsuit. Oh, and it's just not playing audio.
He's in the White House, and he's the cool thing about the way the president is always willing to take these questions to just take them on the fly. A lot of people, of course, are very much so concerned about the funds of the ballroom and where they're coming from. And President Trump is, in fact, funding that ballroom along with private funds from some donors as well. Did Trump give a number? Was his 30-something million?
It was 300.
300 million. Yeah. But that's not all Trump money.
I don't know the breakout of it. I just know that it's a mixture of private and his.
Yeah. And the actual process of putting this together, there are no taxpayer dollars being spent.
I gave no salary. I gave up my salary. It's a good salary. Not as much as these guys make, but that's okay. It's a lot of money. And I don't, as you know, I didn't take it in the first 4 years. I'm not taking it in these 4 years either. But as far as all of the litigation and everything that's going to go, yeah, they probably owe me a lot of money. But if I get money from our country, I'll do something nice with it, like
give it to charity or give it to the White House while we restore the White House. And we're doing a great job with the White House. As you know, the ballroom is under...
So there's talking in the White House, surrounded by a bunch of people. Was this an Indian delegation or something that was there?
Yeah, he was celebrating a holiday, and I don't remember exactly the name of the holiday, but he was there celebrating that.
It's like the Diwali celebration or something like that. What?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Is that it? It's something like that. I can't remember. I remember just reading it. I didn't hear it. So I probably shouldn't have said that.
Joe says, tell me Annie is getting red carpet glamorous and she's rocking up to the red carpet in the minivan with car seats and volleyball gear. All of that is accurate. The black Pacifica will show up with car seats in tow and volleyball gear in the back. And we got a nice little box of chocolates from one of our frequent guests that we have on the show. They sent us something. It was really nice that they did that. It looks like a bomb went off in my car because the kids got into that chocolate. I got into the chocolate a little bit too. But the little white wrappers, they're just like... everywhere, people biting into one chocolate at a time to see if they want to keep it. It was madness. And you're darn right I'll step out of that Pacifica with my full glam on. No shame. No time for it.
Mom honestly. Skills. All right, so the next clip that I have is J.D. Vance. And J.D. Vance here is asked about Jen Psaki's comments about his wife, Usha. And if you guys don't remember, Jen Psaki implied that maybe Usha Vance wasn't happy with J.D. Vance and said it was maybe a hostage situation and kind of joked, blink four times and we'll help you out here. And here's how he responded.
Former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki made some comments suggesting that your wife, the second lady, needed to be saved from you. How do you feel about comments like that being made while you're here with the second lady?
I think it's disgraceful, but of course the second lady can speak for herself. And I'm very lucky to have a wonderful wife. And I know, or at least I hope that my wife feels the same about me, but we are very lucky to have this journey, or I should say I'm very lucky to go on this journey with a very loving wife. We're going to keep on serving the country together, and I'm honored to have Usha by my side on this trip in particular, but always.
All right, Annie, how would you feel if your husband responded to that comment in that way? Does he get a pass? Is it a good grade? Is it a bad grade? Is that the right way for J.D. Vance to respond to Jen Psaki?
I can't imagine my husband having to speak publicly about whether or not his wife was in a hostage situation. I think the likely outcome of that would be more like he was in a hostage situation. So Jared, blink four times if you need help. Maybe somebody will come rescue you. I don't know. I think it's all nonsense.
Yeah, I do too. I thought that answer was completely fine. Mm-hmm. Did it seem to you like he had heard that or not? It seemed to me like he had not even heard that Jen Psaki had said.
Yeah, it seems weird to me that maybe that didn't make it across his table, but, you know.
They're usually pretty aware of the media landscape, but that answer was almost so good that you're like, did he rehearse that? It didn't seem like he was ready for it, but then he was ready for it.
Have you guys seen... Hillbilly Elegy yet? Have you seen the movie?
Mm-hmm.
I got to see it for the first time maybe 2 days before that whole Jen Psaki clip came out. And the Usha Vance that I saw in that movie is 1,000% on board with J.D. Vance. Like, that's
well,
the impression.
Must be true.
That's the impression that I got from that. And I don't know how much, like, I guess I would have to see how she is in the books, but I can't imagine that those two would not be in lockstep.
I think you could just look at Usha Vance in real life.
Yeah.
She seems to be fully in love with her husband. Are we going to question Jen Psaki if Joe Biden was a Jill Biden hostage? Because I would question that. Joe Biden, blink four times if you need help.
Yeah, we didn't really take that angle.
No.
That she was in the Biden administration and said nothing about
that
situation.
I actually think Joe Biden might have needed some help because I think Jill might have been pushing a little too hard.
Was she really in all the cabinet meetings, at least at the end?
She ran them.
Oh, man.
Ugh.
Can you imagine Melania Trump or Usha Vance running those meetings?
I said that on the air. Well, might have been like 2 weeks ago. Like, because President Trump had one of those cabinet meetings / press conferences. And I was like, can you imagine Melania sitting down and like opening up her binder? And then the next day, Melania Trump made an announcement. She's like, I've been talking to Putin. And I was like, whoa. Like, what about? And she's like talking about freeing the children. And Putin's like, Melania is a beautiful woman with a great heart. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of getting spicy. What's happening here? I feel like I manifested it. Not running the cabinet meetings, though. Just peace in Russia.
Which we still don't have, so.
No. She's a failure.
I would say the first lady is a failure.
Absolutely not. She's the best. You got another one?
Yep, I got another one, maybe one more after that. But this one is Hakeem Jeffries. And Hakeem Jeffries says what he's going to do once he gains control of the House about this whole ballroom situation.
Any executive authority. And more likely, this is part of what Donald Trump has been doing since day one of his presidency, running the largest pay-to-play scheme in the history of the country and probably soliciting donations from people who've got business before the United States government. And all of this is going to have to be investigated. It will. All of this will have to be uncovered. It will. And these people are going to be held accountable no matter how long it takes. That's going to be the reality of the situation. And that's our warning to all of these people participating in this scheming to manipulate taxpayer dollars and, of course, to destroy the people's house. The White House belongs to the American people. It doesn't belong to Donald Trump.
Final. All right. So he's talking, like, as he's talking there, if you're listening on the radio and you're not watching on YouTube, you'll see that they're showing footage of him of the construction of the ballroom, which starts with the destruction of the East Wing. And I sit here and I listen to this, and he's like, we're going to investigate everybody. And I'm like, Hakeem, you were going to do that anyway. You don't need to, you just come out there, give us control so that we can start investigating. I don't understand the absolute vitriol that they have for anything Donald Trump does. Now, with the ballroom, I kind of get a little bit more of an understanding because that ballroom, once it's completed, is going to be a testament to Donald Trump's presidency. And after his last presidency, they did everything that they could imagine to erase him from the history books, pretend like he never happened. This never happened. And it doesn't matter how much the United States needs a ballroom. It doesn't matter any of that. They don't want something that Donald Trump built being permanent in the United States.
I know TDS is real, but this one to me seems like it's just Democrat, Republican, typical stuff. You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't with this particular story. Because if he got public money to build that ballroom, they'd be saying it's a waste of taxpayer dollars. He gets private money to do it, and they're like, oh, it's pay to play. So it does not matter.
It doesn't matter
what he does. They're going to find some way to angle it. And that seems like typical Washington.
Right. But then you say you hear him calling for investigations, and that's actually a tactic to undermine his ability to build this ballroom.
Yeah, because
what he's trying to do is scare those donors out of doing it, even though those donors might have the best of intentions in building this ballroom and leaving their legacy on the United States.
I want him to collect all the statues that have been taken down and create like a walk of American history somewhere with all of those statues and everything that he can collect, even if it's like even if it's Civil War stuff, even if it's Confederate stuff, like put it in a place where you can tell the story of who these people are, the cold hard truth of what took place during the Civil War, what people fought for, you know, things that they said, so that people can be exposed to you know, the different people generally and what he had to say and why he did what he did. And people can see the history of what actually happened. I don't think that burying it and sticking it away or destroying it, of course, things have been destroyed. But I would like him to make an effort to collect all of the pieces that have been removed from places, especially if he were able to get statues of presidents that have been taken down and put them in the White House lawn.
I think that's a cool idea, first of all. I went through Louisville in 2020. We went on my anniversary. We just went for a weekend, and we didn't realize, oh, they were having the Breonna Taylor riots at that moment in Louisville. And so we saw a lot of businesses boarded up and statues and things just with graffiti all over them. So this is a genuine question. If you could collect all those statues, would you leave them halfway broken with graffiti on them, or would you
clean them up?
Because I almost would say you'd leave them as they are to show this is what people did to our history, but we reclaimed it.
It wouldn't be reclaimed.
Well,
I don't think they'd all be on a walk together. That would make the statues, though, that would make the story of the statues be that unrest, not the actual statues.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Now, maybe some of them are destroyed to the point where you can't really reclaim them, and maybe you take a few of those and cobble them back together in a way that you can or whatever, and tell that story. But like, I think you could have, I mean, I think it'd be really neat to have like a garden of statues where you would be able to tell history, and part of it could be, you know, this statue was destroyed. It's a remnant of what was there. And then maybe that statue tells a story of the riot that took place that caused that. And maybe there's part of that history. I mean, I'm not interested in a version of history. I'm interested in whatever the history actually is. But I would love to see him recapture our ability to tell our stories, especially the bad stories. I think the bad stories need to be told as much as the good ones.
Would we have any statues from St. Louis? I seem to recall a Christopher Columbus statue, maybe, that got vandalized.
I don't know. We have Lafayette Square. Is there a statue in Lafayette Square? Is Lafayette over there? I assume there'd be a lot of French.
I don't remember. I think I remember that one. I think that was Tower Grove.
Let us know what you think. YouTube live chat poll for today. Candace Owens. Yes, no, or who's that? You go vote on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Don't forget you can stream us anywhere you go in crystal clear connection on the Audacy app. AUDACY. Find 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative, right there on the Audacy app, and take us with you wherever you go. We'll be right back. I don't want anybody
loving my baby. Nobody. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply. And it all looks perfect.
Ryan, what do you think? Wait, do, wait, hold on, Paige. There it is. There it is. Still working on getting my makeup done. You can definitely tell I have a little bit more makeup on than I started the show. Hosting Night of Rock Stars tonight, the RE/MAX Alliance community team does such a great thing at this annual event. You go to nightofrockstars.com to learn more about it. So I'm the host. So I'm getting my makeup professionally done so far. Ryan, how would you rate my face?
I give it a 4.
Out of?
But yeah, you wait because you need to hear the scale.
Okay.
4 out of 8.
Okay. We're halfway
there.
And a little bit of living on a prayer. Okay.
I like that Paige is starting to kind of catch on to you. She kind of just like rolled her eyes like, oh my gosh, I'm so over the city.
Yeah, are you insulting Paige here?
Mm-hmm. No.
You're insulting me.
Yes.
Okay. So she gets the 4 points. The deficit is I'm -4.
Yeah, you started at a 0.
Okay. Paige, thank you for the 4. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan, sports and local, are we ready for it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Hold up. Check it out.
Sports and local.
Beefing with Ethan.
That was the AI one.
Yeah.
Ethan, last night at Lit Cigar Lounge, how many people came up to you and called you Barfhead?
Too many. Way too many.
That was my favorite thing of the whole night. Somebody just walked up and goes, hey, Barfhead.
Here's the worst part. The worst one was when none of you were there yet. For those that don't know, I work with both the Annie Show and the Mark Rudin Show. And I was running the board for the remote last night out at the Lit Cigar Lounge. Someone walks up to me during the middle of Mark's show and just goes, hey, Barfhead. And Mark Reardon, sitting next to me, laughs out loud, not knowing any of the context. And I was like, no, it's a whole thing. But he didn't care. He just laughed because he thought someone was just calling me Barfhead.
It's good to know that somebody could just walk up to you and call you some other inflammatory name that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
And Mark would be like, that was great.
I enjoyed that.
I love that.
Can we do that again? Yes, that is probably what he would do. But yeah, I mean, it may have been enough like to count on 2 hands. That's may have been how many people.
That's how many people said that to you?
It was close to it. It may have been 4 or 5, but
I thought it was just one.
Oh, no. No, there were several people last night.
You started something, Ryan.
You broke me.
I hurt you.
No, you don't.
You're
inside.
Right.
You hurt him inside.
Listen, a lot going on in the St. Louis area. It's almost Halloween.
Yay.
Spooky season here in St. Louis, and there is a bunch of different events going on in the area.
Are the events spooktacular?
Some of them are. Not all of them. Some of them. The Apple Butter Festival, I imagine, probably won't be spooky, but there will be a lot of apples this weekend in Kimswick, Missouri, if anyone
Who's
is wanting
apple butter
to
fan?
Me.
Check that out.
Oh, I think I am.
Are you, Ethan?
Not really. They make my tongue itch.
Excuse me? What?
Yep, that's kind of my thing with
are
apples.
Are you allergic?
I don't know. I like the taste of them, but they always leave my tongue kind of bugging me after.
Apples?
Yeah.
What about apple butter?
Have
you ever had apple butter?
Yeah, I have. It's been a while, though.
So, what do you eat apple butter on?
What, bread? Toast?
Well, I
probably
grew up
English muffins.
My grandma used to make great apple butter. That's really the only exposure that I have to it. But it would, she'd like white bread, a little bit of real butter, and apple butter on top. Is that how you do that? Or is
yeah,
there, are
not,
there other ways?
Not far. I don't know about the butter part. I've never done both butter and apple
doesn't
butter.
Usually make things taste worse.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Is that, but you'd eat it on bread?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
that's the type
eat it
of thing that
apples.
I feel like
it's like cannibalism.
Okay. That's the Thank type you, of Ryan. Thing that I feel like I would have grown up being like, oh yeah, apple butter on bread, and then nobody else does it, but my grandma did it, so that's how.
No, that's
it's kind of
totally
like
normal.
My salami, cheese, and jelly sandwich.
Now that's you. That's you.
That's grandma.
Well,
that's the
your
Germans
grandma though.
That I know.
But that was good.
Apple butter's good. So is Kimswick. They have antiquing. It's not my type of antiquing, but I like it still.
What a strange endorsement. Have you been to Kimswick?
Yeah, I have. And they do have a lot of antique shops there. But it's mostly like furniture and stuff, and I like Ninja Turtles.
Ever been to Valley Park? Huh?
Sorry.
No.
Valley Park?
You
no?
can't make me laugh. I'm trying to get powder or something right now.
This weekend on Saturday in Valley Park at the World Bird Sanctuary is Owl-o-ween. And they're going to be having a bunch of free-flying bird shows this Saturday at the World Bird Sanctuary.
Now's a good time to remind you about the YouTube live chat poll. Ryan Wiggins, Candace Owens, yes, no, or?
Whoo.
Howling party in the park
people
in Edwardsville
like,
on Saturday?
Radio? The answer is no, you're not.
Annie?
What?
You hear that?
Yeah,
that was
no,
for you.
Actually, I didn't.
Edwardsville folk. Halloween party in the park, the community candy walk at 10 o'clock on Saturday in Edwardsville.
You ever seen an owl in real life?
Yes. That one outside my garage and bedroom window.
It just lives there?
I've never really asked about its address, but it sure seems like it at night. I mean, it's loud.
And it lands and you talk to it?
Yes. Shut up.
Mr. Owl.
How many licks does it take? Center of that
A two, a three.
Is it wearing a professor's hat?
Yes.
Mine's not. Mine's a real one.
You must have the same owl.
You are talking about some sort of cartoon owl. Mine's real. It landed on my lawn chair. And I was like, whoa.
Owls are kind of creepy animals.
They are, because they stare at you.
They turn their heads.
Yep.
Can they turn them 180 degrees?
Yep, like that girl from that movie about St. Louis.
I think that's The Exorcist.
Like that girl from that movie. Soul on Fire.
Soul on Fire? No!
I mean, I even questioned in my mind if that was worthy. There's Exorcist.
You talking about William H. Macy?
Oh, heaven forbid. Who in here has seen Soul on Fire? The crickets?
Not yet. Mm. Not yet.
Crickets okay. And owls.
Although I've heard really good things about it so far, so I do want to go out and see it. St. Louis Renaissance Festival is in Wentzville on Saturday and Sunday. Ryan, I know you'll be at that and are looking forward to that. You've been talking about it a lot off air the last couple days.
I don't dress up, but I do play the lute.
Wrong.
People
wrong
are like,
holiday.
Christmas, and I'm like, no. That's Greensleeves.
It's what?
Greensleeves. It's the name.
Catch up. Catch up.
I got nothing. A lot going on in the area regarding fall festivals, Halloween stuff. There's a Sippin' and With Spirits at Pier Marquette Lodge in Grafton. All kinds of stuff in the area. Walktoberfest in Webster Grove. Okay.
Walktoberfest. Oh, I see what you guys did there. Good job.
Illinois.
Oh, boy.
The Fighting Illini.
Yeah.
Traveling out to Seattle this weekend and facing off against the Washington Huskies. 2:30 kickoff. The Fighting Illini are 23rd in the rankings right now. So they would have to. This is an important one. If they still have an outsider's chance at the college football playoff, but this is one of those games that they really have to take care of business if they want to help themselves out.
They probably need a little help from other people.
They definitely would. And then Mizzou, the 15th ranked team in the country, faces off against Vanderbilt in Nashville this weekend.
We're talking with Eric from the YouTube chat last night, who is going to that game.
Yes. And I told him to let us know on Monday how it was in the YouTube chat. But College Game Day will be there. This is a big one. This is a really big one for the Tigers if they want to.
I heard, Ryan, you're a sellout now.
Keep their chances alive.
Why is that?
Oh, yeah, this did happen. You kind of said that you were a little more on the Mizzou bandwagon.
A little bit, yeah. I am a sellout. I'm a bandwagon fan for sure. The Huskies, that's another interesting question. You ever seen one of those in real life?
A Washington Husky?
Yeah.
No, I've never been to one of their games.
None of those living outside your window?
Don't talk like that to me.
You ever talk to one?
What do you say to it?
What do you say to
a Husky? How do you interact with it in real life? Before?
Hey, Husky. It's me, Annie.
That's exactly how I talk.
Should I go on?
One more.
I'm going to go on. This is actually a really cool story. This happened late last week in a groundbreaking procedure at St. Louis Children's Hospital. A child's healthy heart valve was transplanted to another child during simultaneous surgeries. The
Holy
first patient received a total heart transplant and donated their functioning aortic heart valve to another young patient whose valve was failing. The rare pediatric domino transplant involved two surgeries performed at the same time, allowing one donated heart to ultimately benefit two patients. This innovative approach highlights the hospital's commitment to providing life-saving treatments for children. Just last week, U.S. News and World Report recognized St. Louis Children's Hospital as one of the best children's hospitals in the country. And the pediatric domino partial heart transplant had only been performed at 7 other hospitals in the U.S. So, wow. Historic stuff here in St. Louis. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, super cool.
That is amazing. I'm not going to joke about that.
Yeah,
don't look at me like
that.
I'm not
going to
joke about that.
Have at it.
It's actually amazing. And it's sad because you think, oh, that came from a kid that died, though.
Tragedy.
So you're sitting there going, oh, man, it's really neat. But at the same time, you're like, oh. It's good. I mean, it's the best thing in the situation.
Yes.
But it's still like, it's still sad.
There's still a family, that's grieving and going through it, unfortunately, right now. But at least something good can be taken from the situation.
And all right.
You tell me. The music's playing. Does that mean I'm good?
She can't hear it. She's getting her makeup done.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You have to sing the music to me, Ryan, so I know.
Yeah.
Most of us will be right back. Don't go away. We're not
saying much. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply. Blame on me.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. YouTube live chat poll, as Ryan just mentioned. Candace Owens, yes, no, or who's that? Brad, thoughts?
Hard no. Hard no.
Without any other context?
Not a fan.
Woo, bro.
I just looked at myself in the camera. Folks, I look good, don't I, Ryan?
Yes. All
you just
the
rated
folks
me.
Need to come look at that.
I'm not okay with the L in your folks. It's folks.
I don't know why. I just am inviting folks to come see it.
Oh, gosh.
Ew.
I think
Ryan, on the scale that Ryan often rates things on a scale of 8, last break, rated my face a 4 out of 8. So you can, I can handle it. I can take it. You can come and see. I'm getting my makeup professionally done right now by Paige, who's in here doing this. As the show is happening, let me just know if you agree with Ryan for 4 out of 8.
It's changing, though.
A 1 out of 2.
Now it's a 5 out of 9.
It's my natural deficit of minus four. It's like my handicap.
You're getting there.
I'm working for a bogey here, okay? Just come on, work with me here. I don't know. What else do you guys want to talk about? You got something important to say?
Do I have something important to say? No. I certainly do not.
I was going to ask, I asked Ryan off air if we could talk about this. Ryan tried to put a move on me last night.
That is not true. Oh, man, I was going to be mean just now.
Go for it.
I'm not putting a move on a five.
Okay, now that's funny. And I've seen your wife. She's a dime. That's fine. Something happened last night, and it was super weird. And it was
it was weird. It was on the air too,
Ethan,
which is why I'm like, well, we have to talk
here?
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I gotta share this video somehow so that I can.
The video makes it so much worse though. If you were just listening, I think it was okay.
Do you care if I share the video?
No, you can.
I'm not gonna share it right
when
now.
When I saw it, I was like, oh yeah.
We'll do it in the 2 o'clock hour.
That's
all I did last night was share this video to our group DM.
Yeah.
Because it was part of the live stream. I recorded that off of the live stream of last night's broadcast.
How do you feel about the fact that when I saw that video, I went to bed sad? My night was ruined.
Is it because I'm a five?
Touché.
I sit in the broadcast yesterday. Mark Reardon hosted a show out at Lit Cigar Lounge while we're celebrating our 25th anniversary. Packed crowd. Ethan, talk a little bit about what time did you get to Lit Cigar Lounge?
I got there around 2 o'clock.
No, you left here at 2, didn't you?
2:15. I got there at 2:15.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah.
You teleport?
Yes. I don't know.
I was supposed to leave at 2 o'clock. But
you leave a little
the person,
early?
John Camp, got here. He was running the board in here. He got here a little early. So I got to leave early.
The broadcast started at 3 because that's mm-hmm. when Mark Reardon showed. Tell me the timeline of what when you got there, when the broadcast started, and when people started showing up. Because there are a ton of people there last night.
Yeah, so there were people that were setting up when I first got there. And then I would say that slowly, I mean, almost as soon as the show was starting, there were people that were trickling in. Now, I mean, it definitely picked up at one point, but I would say the first 30 minutes to an hour, even, there was people slowly coming in, and a lot of people that Mark Cox knew, and he would say hello to and talk to during breaks. And we even had a handful of people that were sitting out there. We were on the patio at Lit Cigar Lounge, and boy, the weather was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, 60 degrees and sun shining.
Perfect October.
Yeah. Beautiful. So there was people that were chilling out there, sitting, listening to us, and slowly it started getting a little busier. I would say it was a light but steady trickling during the first hour. But I mean, by the time we got to 5 o'clock, that place was packed. The last hour was jam packed.
Would you say it was spooktacular?
All caps, spooktacular, Ryan.
Sweet.
Yep. What do you want me to do with that now?
Well, you were going. I was going to let you keep going, but I just wanted to make sure.
I mean, I was kind of finished.
Okay. Broadcast, talk about the people who are on the broadcast, because people can go back and watch it on the 97.1 YouTube channel. Mark Reardon streams there every day, like we do on the Annie Fry Show channel. But Dave Glover came over when I was there. John Beck, who was the GM when I started in 2009 at 97.1 at Emmis. Love him. He was an important part of putting together 97.1, along with Jeff Allen, who was my boss from 2009. For about, I don't know, 11, 12 years or something, maybe 10 years. Just a lot of people who put this radio station together. It was great to have some of them be able to show up last night. Tom Turbrock was there with the Dave Glover Show. I haven't seen Tom in so long. It was so great to see him.
We had a great lineup last night. Former Missouri State Senator John Lamping stopped by and discussed, talked about the history of the station for a segment. Bob Onder was there as well. You mentioned Dave Glover and John Beck were there. You were on with John for
a
couple
Cruz
minutes.
Was out there.
I'm trying to think who. Brian Snyder with Lit Cigar Lounge talked a little bit about just the whole setup they have there, which was actually really impressive. I think my favorite was when Michael Stanberg joined, and he is the one that developed the district out there in Chesterfield, and he talked about the entire process that was, and now he is a huge part of the work that they are doing in downtown Chesterfield, the demolition of the mall and everything that they're going to be doing there. It is amazing how much behind the scenes work goes into all of that stuff. He had
he talked about just how long he had been working on some of these properties, and you just don't think you're just going about your daily life, and all of a sudden you, okay, all right, that's going to be there in a couple of years, and then it's there. The amount of work that goes into some of this stuff, the millions and millions of dollars.
And it's cool to see vision.
So interesting. So interesting. So that was really good. Renee Artman from the St. Louis County Republican Central Committee was there. It was a really good crowd. We had a lot of some sponsors join, some people in the community, and there was also Catherine Hanaway was there as well, the Missouri Attorney General. We did not know that she was going to be coming in. She's a huge fan of all three of the shows here on 97.1. So she showed up and joined us for a few minutes on air. It was a really good show. I really enjoyed it.
So I was scheduled. Fred Bottomer told me to show up to be on at like 5:30. And if Fred Bottomer tells me to do something, you better believe I'm going to do it. So I'm there at 5:30 and I get ready to sit down after John Beck was done talking. Becky, our essentially market manager, I think is her title here, she was there. And so I'm sitting down facing kind of I'm across from Mark Reardon and everybody else is sitting to my right. Ethan, you're running the board across the table to the left. And what would you say? This is like 2 8-foot tables or 6-foot tables or something like that connected to each other with nice tablecloths.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, Ryan Wiggins comes and sits in the chair behind me, but I'm not facing him. Because I'm facing the conversation.
At the table. Not like behind you at a seat.
No, at the broadcast
table.
Across from Ethan.
Kind of where your back,
you were just facing away.
Yeah.
Did you see this happen in real time? Were you like paying attention when this took place?
Yes.
Okay.
I watched this. I had the best view in the house.
I think you did. And you were manning the camera at the time too. So this has been videoed. Mm-hmm. But the weirdest thing that has ever occurred between Ryan and myself, and I'm so glad
that it's on camera.
I'm so glad that it's on camera.
So that the bad angle too. A different angle would show that I was just goofing.
I don't know that that's actually
really
true.
You were really trying to get a smoochin'.
What was that? That's not a thing you do.
A smoochin'. If Ryan was going to try to get a smoochin'
with
me, last
now.
Night was the super sneaky way.
What?
This will get rid of her. This will make her quit. Ethan, can you walk us through the play-by-play of what took place? Because I didn't know it was happening until almost after it happened.
There were six microphones. Six. Five for the talent and one for me. Ryan.
Don't sell yourself short, Ethan.
Oh, shush. Ryan shows up to the table realizing that there is no headset for him.
I was going to say, when you say microphones.
They were headsets.
Headsets.
They were headsets that you put, like a broadcast
order.
It's a key
detail
play-by-play.
To the story.
And Ryan, realizing that his name was getting mentioned because he was making an appearance, was taking a seat, you know, in typical Ryan fashion, said, I have to do something here. I have to cause an interruption and make my voice heard. So what does he do? He takes Annie's headset and he turns the microphone towards him, getting right in her face, attempting to say something, and the headset falls off of Annie.
Because I leapt backwards.
Yes.
He came from around me. Ryan, why don't you explain what happened?
I can't, because I don't seek attention in that way.
Oh, my.
But now, really? Now that I've been invited, I will share my version of the story. First of all, whenever we do remotes, typically, not every time, but I would say the majority of the time, we have mic stands. We don't use the headsets a lot. And some of that's probably for me, because I need the cough button because of CF. I don't know if that's exactly right, but I know that most of the time we have the mics that are sitting there. So when I sat down in that spot, open broadcast spot, sat down, there was no mic there. So I was like, oh, they, and I didn't look around yet for whatever reason. I just assumed that everybody had microphones. And so I stood up when they said my name. I stood up to say something into what I presumed would be a standing mic in front of the person that was next to me, which would be Annie. Mm-hmm. And then as I'm moving over, I'm like, oh, there's not mic stands. There are just headsets. Mm-hmm. So at that point, I'm already committed. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to turn her headset mic toward me. Well, she didn't see me. And then I had to get really close to her face to do that.
Those little microphones are an inch from your mouth when you're talking into them. They are an inch.
Yeah. And Reardon said on the air, now this is at about 5:53 yesterday or something around there. He said, oh my gosh, I think I just watched an HR incident. And he's right. If that was not somebody like Annie that I knew well, that would be an issue.
Sue says, and we'll play the video for you when we come back. Sue goes, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you.
Freaking Sue.
Yeah, it's great.
Sue, man.
I got to cue it up
Sue's
from the
YouTube
channel.
Sue's got my number.
Stop giving her ammunition here, bud. Come on now. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll play the video for you here on the break, and when we come back, it's pretty funny. It wasn't what it looked like. I can vouch for that. Did you see the inflation numbers, Ryan? I know how you love to nerd out on that type of stuff.
I did, but apparently I saw them rounded because people were saying they were 3 and they were just below 3.
The stock, I gotta look still. The NASDAQ is up 1.2%. S&P is up just under 1%. Everything's green right now. Do you feel comfortable in Trump's economy yet?
No, but yes and no, because I don't think that we're quite where we need to be. And I don't know how to get out of the last 4 years, because you can't just reverse prices. It's not going to happen. You can't unspend $8 trillion from COVID. And
there's a big difference in where we need to be and where the actual starting point was.
Right. So it's a weird question to answer, because I think that the ship is being righted. For the immediate economy, I'm still very, very worried about us overspending. So in that context, I don't like it, because we just hit $38 trillion in debt this week. Hmm. And you know when we hit 37? August. So it's happening fast.
This is CNBC on the inflation.
Here's our late but coming out September read on the Consumer Price Index. Headline number up 0.3, 1/10 cooler than both rearview mirror and what we were expecting. And if we look at the stripping out of food and energy known as core, it comes in also a bit less than expected, up 0.2. We're expecting up 0.3. Our last look was up 0.3. Here's the Moneyball numbers year over year. 3%. And even though it's less than the 3.1 we were expecting, it's hotter than 2.9. And after all, it's got a 3 handle. And if we look at CPI year over year, ex food and energy, it also comes in at 3%. We're also expecting 3.1, but last look was 3.1, so it cooled a bit. So we're seeing interest rates move down and stocks move up. Here's our
latest. That's the CNBC report. That sounds like the numbers that you were talking about. I don't feel like the majority of people in this country look at like all the stuff that he's talking about. I feel like that's for like business people.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going, why does it cost so darn much to go to the grocery store? Why does it cost so much to fill up my tank? But we're seeing now gas prices nationally are under $3.
That's been very exciting in the last month. I'm driving around Missouri going, oh my gosh, I'm find it near 250 in certain spots.
Yeah.
That's great.
Super affordable. I remember in Trump's first term, I remember gas being at, you could find it like down here downtown, it'd be like $1.98 or something like that. It would go under $2. And I remember filling up my van for 30 some dollars sometimes. And I remember thinking like, this is just so incredible. Like, I noticed that. That was something that I noticed. I didn't have to watch the news. I didn't have to wait for a consumer report to come out to go, okay, I think things are going on the right track. Now, all of that information is for people, and it's good information to have. But I feel like with gas prices, people are going to start to actually tangibly feel on Main Street the true understanding that we're headed in a good direction. But certainly, inflation still is affecting a lot of
prices. I do, too. The gas price thing is very exciting, because I thought we were maybe in an era where we weren't going to see a lot of gas price fluctuation anymore, because they know they need to keep it in a certain range. But for it to drop here and maybe even keep going, very exciting.
Let's do Ask Us Anything. Next question, next hour. Don't go away.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.